You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video. Very big show I have for you today. Very big day I have ahead of me. We will be welcoming Phil Turney, a Navy veteran and survivor of the USS Liberty, onto the program at 9 a.m. Of course, today is the anniversary of the attack on the USS Liberty, and we'll be talking about the attack, the false flag, the cover-up, and more. Very excited to talk to him, though I don't know if excited is the right word on such a somber occasion. But in addition, I will be welcoming Larry Pinkney, former Black Panther, and of course, rock star of the InfoWars universe. Very excited to talk to him as well, specifically about the ongoing insanity gripping our entire nation. We'll do the Daily Dispatch on the other side, but first, I want to go to this report by John Bound with Alex Jones. Study reveals lockdowns were an abject failure. Let's roll it.
There's over 100 of these I've seen, including one Fauci wrote in 2008. German study finds lockdown had no effect on stopping spread of coronavirus, and other similar studies, another German study as well, where they talk about masks having no effect. Another Swedish study just came out last week. So there's so many of these studies. In fact, studies here in the U.S. show areas that had lockdowns had higher death rates. People were wearing dirty masks, growing bacteria in them, bacterial pneumonia, and not going outdoors. And, of course, suicide and drug use exploded, and alcoholism and family violence.
At Lurie Children's Hospital, emergency room physicians are seeing a 50% increase in mental health visits.
Every day we see at least 10 children or youth, if not more.
So while children are not getting as sick as adults with SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19, there is another contagion that is threatening them.
But that's the plan, make us depressed, make us alone. Scientists at Center of Wuhan Leak Controversy put in charge of the Lancet Task Force to investigate the virus. That's breaking all over the news today. But, of course, here we were last year saying it, and in this big report from a month ago in the Smoking Gun Report, that's just one footnote in it. Just pointing out that you can either get it all from us up front or then watch it doled out slowly, where then everybody's just confused about what went down. Continuing, Twitter suspends organization for announcing they will release more Fauci emails. How dare a public figure who's trying to keep us locked down and inject us with secret injections be subject to FOIA requests, the Freedom Information Act.
Look, Senator, this keeps happening. First, it was the Russia hoax that the media said was not true, and they banned posts about it. Then it was a fake impeachment trial. Then it was the COVID treatment, hydroxychloroquine. We couldn't talk about that. Then it was the origins of COVID that they have egg on their face. We're also not allowed to talk about election 2020. Look at this timeline about the Facebook Fauci censorship. On March 15th, Zuckerberg emails Fauci suggesting that they partner on COVID-19 information hub. And then on April 16th, 2020, Facebook posts steps that it is taking. It changes its policy, quote, to combat COVID-19 related misinformation, it claims. February 8th, 2021, Facebook announces it will be removing more false claims about COVID-19 and vaccines. May 25th, Fauci admits to modest collaboration, as we just heard. And then on May 26th, suddenly Facebook has to change its policy again, saying it will no longer remove the claim that COVID-19 is man-made. I mean, what's going on here? Will these companies ever be held to account for this corporate dominance and misleading of information to the American people?
Well, they certainly should be. Unfortunately, I don't expect the Biden administration will do anything to hold them to account.
Oh, the Informed Consent Action Network, what horrible people, made of doctors and scientists and lawyers, was suspended by Twitter on Thursday after they announced that they would soon be publishing more emails from Dr. Fauci that they got legally. Oh, my gosh, transparency in government, that's not allowed. And Congress sits there and lets Twitter act like this in this, I mean, beyond Soviet level. Can you imagine if Putin wasn't letting groups in Russia report on COVID? He doesn't do stuff like that. I'd say remove Putin. They don't. That's happening in America. Look at the power big tech has.
The entire New World Order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim so you don't take your birthright as being made the image of God and the incredible mission and destiny we have, being given free will. Being given free will, being given consciousness, is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of a sunset, or the beauty of the waves in the ocean, or the beauty of your wife or your husband, or the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic. And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists, don't worship the NFL, don't worship all the things of the system, but worship the things of God, because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness and appreciate free speech while you still have it, while you still have it.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal here on Infowars.com and band.video. Today is the last day to take advantage of the Memorial Day mega sale. It will be over in a mere few hours, so I thought I'd tell you about that bright and early so you have plenty of time to go and take advantage of these incredible sales, plus some of our brand new products that you see at the top there, all very exciting stuff, and only a few more hours left to take advantage of that incredible sale. And I hope that you do, and I figured I'd get this little plug out of the way because we have a very busy show for you. We'll be welcoming Phil Turney, a survivor of the attack on the USS Liberty, as today, June 8th, is the anniversary of that very attack. So we'll be excited to welcome him to the program. Larry Pinkney as well joins in the third hour. Let us begin, as we always do, with our daily dispatch. And here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for the 8th of June, 2021. Secret U.S. report from May 2020 said COVID-19 lab leak was, in fact, plausible. A classified report from a top U.S. government laboratory on the origins of the coronavirus concluded in May 2020 that the theory stating that the virus leaked from a lab in Wuhan, China, should be investigated further, the Wall Street Journal reported Monday. The study from the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory, a biodefense research facility primarily funded by the Department of Energy, was one of the first and most authoritative works on to cut against the initial scientific consensus that the virus naturally jumped from animal to human. Vanity Fair also reported that officials at the Department of Energy attempted to block State Department investigators from talking to the report's authors. The State Department probe itself was shut down by the Biden administration earlier this year. The journal reported Monday that the Livermore's lab assessment, which was prepared by the lab's Z division or intelligence arm, drew on genomic analysis of the virus. On Sunday, the journal published an op-ed by two experts, Dr. Stephen Quay and Richard Muller, who claimed that the genomic analysis of the virus suggested that it is the result of so-called gain-of-function research in which viruses are made more contagious and transmissible in an effort to prevent pandemics. So, again, to recap, InfoWars was right. Texas governor to sign bill banning vaccine passports. Texas Governor Greg Abbott will sign legislation on Monday barring businesses and government agencies from requiring proof that somebody has been vaccinated against coronavirus before providing services. The law bars those establishments from requiring documentation showing that someone has either been vaccinated against or has recovered from an infection with the coronavirus before gaining access to or receiving services from a business. Businesses that require vaccine passports would be barred from receiving grants or winning contracts with the state. Texas will be the seventh state to enact a formal law barring the use of passports. Alabama, Indiana, Iowa, and North Dakota have banned the use of passports by both businesses and government entities, while Utah and Arkansas have barred governments from requiring proof of vaccination. Dozens of other states have legislation pending. That's very good to see. As Alex Jones says, and we'll play a video of this later, this is really the final battle, or one of the final battles in the globalist takeover, and standing up and resisting this now is absolutely massive and absolutely fantastic that
So many states are aware of the danger the vaccine passports pose and are standing up against them. Very good to hear. U.S. recovers millions in cryptocurrency paid to Colonial Pipeline ransomware hackers. Tell me what you think about this story, folks. Investigators have recovered millions in cryptocurrency they say was paid in ransom to hackers whose attack prompted the shutdown of the key East Coast pipeline last month, the Justice Department announced Monday. Here's the highly suspicious aspect of this. The FBI recovered a huge chunk of the Colonial Pipeline ransom by secretly gaining access to DarkSide's Bitcoin wallet password. And as this newspaper notes, the FBI tracked the payments to a Bitcoin wallet for which it happened to have the password. It just happened to have it. What a coincidence. As far as I can tell, there are only two options available here. Either the FBI's Bitcoin wallet, or rather the Bitcoin wallet that the Colonial Pipeline paid the ransom to, was in fact the FBI's Bitcoin wallet, therefore they have the password. That's one possibility. The other possibility would be that the FBI somehow can get access to your Bitcoin wallet and take your money without you even knowing or being able to do anything about it. Both of these possibilities, very intriguing and very worrying, I would say. But yes, again, according to Business Insider, the FBI tracked the payments to a Bitcoin wallet for which it happened to have the password. Okay, sure. More cryptocurrency news here. Bitcoin may soon become a reality after the Bank of England says it's looking more deeply into a digital pound. The BOE on Monday released a discussion paper seeking response to its thoughts on a central bank digital currency, which it put forward last year, as it believes it could be, at the very least, carefully studying CBDCs, it said. CBDCs are effectively cryptocurrencies that are pegged to a national currency and controlled by the central bank. So in other words, not really a cryptocurrency. Yeah, it's a cryptocurrency, but it's pegged to a national currency, which makes it, well, a national currency, I guess. They operate as, quote, stable coins, a digital token whose value is pegged to an underlying asset. The key difference between a stable coin and a CBDC is the former is controlled by a private sector entity. China is already running trials of its digital yuan, while the Federal Reserve plans to release a discussion paper in the coming weeks about its thoughts on digital payment. John Coonleaf, the BOE's deputy governor, said last month it was probable that the central bank would launch its own digital currency, which market watchers have nicknamed Bitcoin. Could go either way on this. I'm going to try to get a Bitcoin cryptocurrency expert on the show as soon as possible, because to me it's all still devil magic and I don't understand it. But to me it seems like it can either be a great way to replace cash with something that is not controlled by a cabal of, you know, private bankers like the Federal Reserve is, and actually is tagged to something, even if it's a digital something rather than nothing, as our money is now. And also it has a lot of possibility to, you know, keep things anonymous as you make financial transactions. On the other side, the FBI can just waltz in and take it whenever they want. Maybe that's something we should look into as well. Senate report reveals new details about security failures ahead of January 6th attack, but omits Trump's role. A new Senate report reveals previously unknown details about the stunning security breakdowns ahead of the January 6th U.S. Capitol attack, adding an authoritative emphasis on previous evidence that there were massive intelligence failures, critical miscommunications, and unheeded warnings that ultimately led to the chaotic response that day. Translation, it was a setup, folks, and we'll get more into that later in the program. Yeah, a million Trump supporters all furious, descending on Washington, D.C., and they're like, yeah, throw out like four cops and that'll be fine. Now, they knew exactly what was going to happen. They planned it that way. Apple announces new features to share health data with doctors and track trends over time. Now, we already know that Amazon and Google have basically unfettered access to your health records given to them by states. Now, Apple getting in on that, bringing the technocratic medical panopticon to a total completion. Incredibly disturbing stuff, in my personal opinion. Quote, Brian Stelter is the gimp from Pulp Fiction, former Treasury deputy official, suspended from Twitter over a joke. Former Department of Treasury public affairs specialist Will Upton had his Twitter account suspended Sunday evening after making a joke about CNN anchor Brian Stelter. Well, Brian Stelter is a protected class. He is a journalist. They must be coddled and protected and not insulted. Alex Jones was kicked off of Twitter for insulting a CNN personality. That's what happens when you are a part of the neo-feudal noble class. Us peasants cannot dare deign to insult you, or else we will lose our ability to speak out loud. They are the chosen, the elect, the egg-shaped leaders of this bizarre, stupid world. U.S. Education Secretary promises to defend transgender athletes' civil rights in sports. Civil rights in sports. I have a dream where one day I will not be judged by the medical reality of my condition, but rather by the insane bullcrap I come up with late at night.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so, as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us, you support InfoWarsStore.com, you get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Let's just go ahead and continue with our daily dispatch here as we get through some of this mental illness that we call a government. Biden's budget refers to both, quote, birthing people and mothers, struggles to use woke terminology. The Biden administration's upcoming budget plan refers to mothers as birthing people, but also uses the standard nomenclature at another point, struggling to use woke terminology in a correct fashion. On page 18 of the newly released budget from the Biden administration, it declares that $200 million will be set aside to reduce maternal mortality rates and end race-based disparities in maternal mortality. After noting the United States' quote, unacceptably high mortality rate for Black American, Indian, Alaskan Native, and other women of color, the Biden men budget instead does not refer to mothers, but rather the mortality rate among, quote, birthing people, using the latest woke term pushed by transgender activists. Included in that $200 million section of the Biden budget is a goal to provide and implement implicit bias training for healthcare providers. So just in case you thought critical race theory, anti-whiteism, and unscientific progressive critical theory nonsense couldn't get any worse, well, it's slowly but surely making its way into the medical field and will soon have an impact on your very health. The term birthing people is growing in popularity among the left. National File reported in May that Democrat Congresswoman Cori Bush went on a bizarre rant in the House during which she monologued about the plight of, quote, black birthing people, an unspecified class that Bush believes is dying out en masse, quote, every day because, quote, doctors don't believe our pain. Okay. Just mental illness now being codified and incorporated into the medical community. Just ask people who are in medical school right now. They'll tell you they're doing things like eliminating talking about race when talking about patients, despite the fact that some diseases are more prevalent in certain races. Some races have different medical conditions than others, but now that's all out the window because it's offensive, apparently, to actually just refer to the race that somebody is. I guess that means you're judging them somehow. You just refer to the race that they are. It makes no sense, but it is being incorporated into the medical industry. So it'll have an effect on your health care now. Wonder how many people will die because some weirdo thinks it's offensive to say a black person is black or a white person is white. It makes no sense, but there we go. Global glitch. Swaths of internet go down after cloud outage. Multiple websites went offline briefly across the globe Tuesday after an apparent outage at the cloud service company Fastly, revealing how critical a handful of companies running the internet's plumbing have become. Dozens of sites, including the New York Times, CNN, some Amazon sites, Twitch, Reddit, The Guardian, and the UK government's homepage could not be reached. In Asia, cities like Hong Kong and Singapore were also affected, with users unable to access the CNN website. In China, where most foreign media websites were blocked, there's little discussion on the outage on social media platforms like Weibo, whatever you say. I'll talk more about this. I'm going to print out that lockstep document because one thing you need to understand is that one of the primary driving ideologies of the globalist is the concept of centralization, to put it simply, that they think, and they say it quite openly in the lockstep document, their entire goal is to monopolize entire industries. They think it's far less efficient to have a lot of small businesses all doing something. Why would you do that when you just have one giant corporation doing all of that one thing? And that's their goal. They want to basically bring everybody into one singular control system, because they say it deals with problems better. They say, you know, small companies, they don't have the resources to deal with major changes. So, you know, we need to have these really big, super corporate companies to deal with things. And time again, they're proving how wrong that ideology is. So I just want to point out, like, the globalists and the type of world that they're pursuing is based on complete falsehoods and lies, and it's being proven out every single day. And I'll show you the quotes from Lockstep document that illustrate exactly that. Burger King is donating to pro-child sex change group with every chicken sandwich sold. Yeah, take that, Christians. Yeah, take that, you chicken-eating Christians, you Chick-fil-A lovers. You think you can donate to Christian groups? Well, we're going to castrate your child. That's what Burger King is telling you. Burger King, under the leadership of CEO Daniel Schwartz, have begun donating 40 cents of every sale of its new chicken sandwich to radical LGBT lobby groups that support child sex changes, the drugging of children with opposite sex hormones, and drag queen story hours. Burger King, also the company that advertised shakes for sale, saying you can buy a shake and pelt a conservative politician with it. I won't tell you what I think should be done with them. The criminals thought the devices were secure, but the seller was the FBI. The devices procured on the black market performed only a single function hidden behind a calculator app, sending encrypted messages and photos. For years, organized crime figures around the globe relied on the devices to orchestrate international drug shipments, coordinate arms and explosive trafficking, and discuss contract killings, law enforcement officials said. Users trusted the device's security so much they often laid out their plans not in code but in plain language. Unbeknownst to them, the entire network was run by the FBI. The way they phrase these things, it's just like, yeah, an entire criminal network, explosives trafficking, drug shipments, coordinated arms trafficking, targeted killings, contract killings, human trafficking, and the whole network was run by the FBI. Oh, cool. And you're proud of this? And this isn't suspicious somehow? So yes, folks, the FBI both apparently have the private key to the hackers that shut down the Colonial Pipeline, and they're the ones behind a communication network that has allowed cyber criminals, or just real-life criminals, to carry out their operations for years. But no, it was all a trap. It was all a trap, and now they've arrested over 200 people, officials said, hundreds more arrested in Europe, and American law enforcement officials were expected to announce further arrests later on Tuesday. And I don't know. It seems obvious to me, and this happens all the time. You know, VPNs are always advertising on things like podcasts, and maybe it's just the cynic in me, the suspicious person, the skeptic voice inside of my head. I'm always suspicious when it's like, hey, if you want to do anything illegal, if you want to do anything questionable on the internet that you don't want people tracking, well, why don't you do it through us? Don't worry, we'll take care of it. Just anything you don't want people to know about, just go ahead and send all that traffic right through us here at the VPN. You want to talk about things that you don't want the law enforcement to know about? Why don't you use our app? We'll take good care of it for you. Like, no, I don't think so. I think I'll just continue to, I don't know, talk over Xbox video game voice chat and act like I'm talking about a video game. There are ways around these you know, code breakers that are so simple, so obvious. But no, instead you're going to use an app that was provided for you by the FBI. Thank you, FBI, for running the communication networks for hundreds of criminals to operate for several years. Well done. Thank you so much. We trust you so much. You're not corrupt at all. Please don't kick my door down in the middle of the night. Please. I'm an American.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
Ah! InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, that's InfoWars.com.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vasobeats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would, and now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will, and that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture, and Washington, D.C., and Fauci, and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty and you're ugly and bad, because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Harrison Smith here, American Journal. Revisiting this lockstep document and remembering what a cacophonous disaster this whole thing is. It really is crazy. I'm going to look through that during one of the breaks and find the exact quote that I want to bring to you that I remember from reading it before. And, of course, looking into who these people are with the Global Business Network. Peter Schwartz, you know, Peter Schwartz of the Global Business Network then went on to work at Salesforce, which, of course,
It's owned by Mark Benioff, who's now teaming up with the Rothschilds and the Pope to bring about the Great Reset. The Great Reset from the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab. He's sort of a thought leader on it, promoted through Time Magazine, owned by, of course, Mark Benioff. National Geographic also sold recently around the same time as Time Magazine. And now National Geographic is going full bore. Full bore, anti-white, white hatred, blood libel, division, chaos, cacophony, hatred. They're just all in. They're all in now. And I'd like to find the statement from the National Geographic that the new owners put out when they made the announcement that the National Geographic magazine, the storied, practically legendary publication that for so long has been a standard of human discovery and celebration of the natural world, and how basically they, the new people that bought it, said, yeah, before us, the National Geographic was racist, white supremacist, evil publication, and now we're going to make up for that. We apologize for the National Geographic's behavior for the last, 150 years, and we're so sorry. We're going to do better now by reversing the trend and being very, very racist against white people in hopes to make up for it. And at the time, I was going to do a report on this because it was so outrageous and ridiculous what they were saying about National Geographic. And they were saying things about how it turned, you know, Native peoples into something to be, you know, studied, like we were like, you know, humans looking at animals. It was, you know, the superiority that the white people felt going and taking photos of Native peoples that were uncontacted, as if it was some sort of curiosity to be gawked at and studied. What an amazing thing. What an amazing achievement. What a landmark of civilization that people from a highly technologically advanced civilization, using their own money, their own time, for the sheer simple goal of edification, of learning, of spreading knowledge, traveling deep into the dark of the Amazon jungle or the heart of Africa, where no, you know, technologically advanced civilization has ever been before, finding people who were still using stones and rocks and not yet invented metal, and didn't go there with the intent of enslaving those people or attacking those people or conquering those people or killing those people, but studying those people, celebrating those people, photographing those people so they can share the wonder of these people with everybody else, encapsulating this unique and heretofore undiscovered ethnicity or culture, and then sharing it with the wider world, not coming with guns and tanks and ammo, but with cameras and typewriters and reporters. What a glorious thing. What a wonderful thing that the National Geographic did, and of course raising awareness, you know, advocating for protection of these undiscovered groups. And yet all of this is seen through the eyes of the social justice warrior progressive mindset as somehow denigrating or demonizing to these people, when in reality it is an absolutely amazing achievement of a civilization to make. I mean, unparalleled in all of human history, that you would have such overwhelming technological disparity between two groups, and that would not be taken advantage of, that it would not be used to, you know, rob and steal and conquer the other people, but rather to celebrate, uplift, and examine these other people, and of course the nature as well. But no, now National Geographic has a different goal. Its goal now is to spread mental illness. And let's just respond to some of these real quick. The latest article from National Geographic, right? No, we're not talking about the rhinos being slaughtered by the Chinese for their horns. We're not talking about the Africans poaching elephants and driving their extinction. We're not talking about, you know, the wonders of the deep ocean where mysteries abound. No, we're talking about race in America, because National Geographic has to serve the same purpose as every other worthless rag in this country. 10 years ago, Michelle Norris launched the Race Card Project, which asked people to describe their feelings on race in just 6 words. She thought few would respond. Here are some of the responses out of 500,000 so far that she's received. So these are the best. These are the best of the best, the most impactful, the most incredible voices speaking up about how they feel about race. Here's what looks like an Ethiopian dude standing in snow. His six words are, "Black boy, white world, perpetually exhausted." Oh, you look exhausted. So exhausting being black in a European country. The comment on this is, after a frightening encounter with police right before entering college, Esaias Mehetrab, or something, decided not to tell his parents, who had fled persecution in Ethiopia. But he discovered that keeping quiet about these challenges takes a toll. I'm sorry, why did you leave Ethiopia? Why was that again? You were fleeing persecution? Now that sounds exhausting. I'll tell you what. You want to talk about exhausting? Try fleeing persecution. Try fleeing from the death mobs that are out to kill you for your religion. See, we don't have that here. We don't. I mean, we do. They're called the FBI and they're attacking white Trump supporters. But, you know, you don't have to worry about that because you're a tool of the establishment. And it's just like, after a frightening encounter with police, whatever could have happened? What was this encounter? What caused this encounter? Were you committing a crime at the time? Like, I've had encounters with the police, too. I didn't tell my parents about it either. I didn't have to make up some sort of excuse about, you know, not wanting to hurt their feelings because they were fleeing persecution in Ethiopia. But it's just amazing. It's just like literally like talking trash about this country and then being like, yeah, we had to flee my old country because the people in charge were trying to kill us. But now I'm going to come here and complain because you have police. Okay, great. Maren Robinson. This one I literally do not understand. I don't understand what this could possibly mean. But here are the six words that these aren't even six words, but Maren Robinson says, quote, "White husband became Iranian September 11th. Ram Bakhordar says, quote, "You don't look Iranian. I am." What does this mean? My white husband became Iranian September 11th. Ram Bakhtar is Iranian-American. His wife, Marin, is blonde and of European descent. September 11th became a line of demarcation in their lives. Quote, "I would say that definitely was the first moment that I had just physically feared for Ram's safety, and that has not gone away." This is literally the Norm MacDonald joke of, you know, seeing the planes crash into the tower and thinking, oh my gosh, the worst part about this is the backlash against the peaceful Muslims. It's like, you had to fear for Ram's safety because Muslims attacked this country? Okay, that seems a little bit backwards, but all right. Here's another one. Wayne Lawrence, his six words are, "With kids, I'm dad. Alone, thug." People in his affluent neighborhood on the coast of Central California were friendly enough when ultrasound technician Mark Quarles was accompanied by his wife, who is white and German, and their mixed-race children. But the reception was always much less friendly when he was alone. Duh. Literally duh. This is just like, he's like a 6-foot-tall dude with dreadlocks, wearing like an old sweater, just like, yeah, you see that guy by himself, it's like, I don't know who that guy is. Oh, but now he's with his wife and children. He seems like a nice guy. Everybody experiences that. Stop complaining.
I've been thinking a lot lately about playing devil's advocate on air, about looking at the world from the perspective of the globalist, that the public's so dumbed down that they don't care that we're stealing their future from them, that we're poisoning them, that we're sterilizing them, then they deserve to be killed. Yes, that's the position of the globalists. They play God, and they think because we don't stand up, they have a right to do this to us. You know, I've told you that the globalists have tried to hire me. They tried to get me to join them. But metaphysically, at a spiritual level, I have the Holy Spirit. I have a connection with God. And I know that God does not like that, so I cannot join the enemy. But I'll tell you, at a selfish level, I get very, very mad at people that go along with the system, believing you're part of it or believing you're getting power out of it. Whether you're just a steel worker or a school teacher or Henry Kissinger, you're not God. And treating other people like they're animals and you're God is something that the real God of the universe doesn't like. And that's a fact.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's not a secret why in leftist-controlled cities all over the world, not just the U.S., they encourage people to live in tent cities as homeless and to use drugs and alcohol and engage in petty crime. It's because the globalists admit under Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, of course, the Great Reset, they want to lower expectations. They don't want you to think of having sanitary systems everywhere. They don't want you to think of a civilization that gets better. They want you to think of civilization that gets progressively worse. The globalists fly around in private jets. They have huge private estates. They are separate from us. Their children go to private tutors. They admit this. And now they want us locked down, telecommunicating with each other, so that we are not actually out physically building a pro-human infrastructure. The infrastructure that's left under 5G is meant to control robot autonomous cars and trucks. This is all their admitted plan. The public's finally listening because the plan is no longer in beta. It's gone operational. It's a post-human future. You better find out about it right now.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help. More than ever now, I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
How you get so much favor on your side? Except the measure, Lord and Savior, I replied. That's your love, that neighbor, not the bad. I'm a bad. That's on God.
You shall love your neighbor, not divide. Righteous words.
Single mothers know they get my heart.
Quite the opposite of what we're dealing with here on National Geographic. Yes, folks, talking about National Geographic, are we talking about a newly discovered bioluminescent squid? That would be exciting. Are we talking about, a tribe in the Andes that still holds its old traditions and uses some sort of natural dye in a way that's not... No, nothing exciting or... thrilling or informative. No, it's time to hate your race. It's time to hate your race, and it's time for other races to be told they're hated by you. It's time for division. It's time to take a storied, celebrated, legendary publication for 150 years has been the top of the top, the cream of the crop, the best of the best in terms of scientific literacy and making amazing discoveries about the natural world. And has been taken over and subsumed into the Great Reset, New World Order, globalist propaganda machine. And, I grew up with National Geographic. My grandparents gave us their collection, just huge stacks going back decades. Really amazing stuff. And, so we've been subscribed to National Geographic, and there was a very distinct change. I mean, it was one issue was one way. The next issue was, hi, we just bought this magazine, and now we're going to turn it towards social justice. And it's been trash ever since. Just complete, utterly worthless trash. Time after time, just all these, you can just look at the covers, just like the new Europeans, and it's just a bunch of Arab people, and like just all this just division, racism, chaos, nonsense. I mean, it's just awful. It's just so bad. But it happens. It happened, and it would be like, you know, when Alex told me I was hosting this show, he didn't have to tell me because I know what my job is coming up on this show. I'm supposed to read you the news. I'm supposed to go over the latest stories of the day and give you my perspective on it and hopefully try to encourage resistance to the takeover of the entire world by a small clique of psychopaths attempting to organize and exploit the entirety of the human population. And on top of that, it'd be nice if I could make some money by selling some supplements, sending people to InfoWarsStore.com. Obviously, that's part of it, too. Now, if I got up here and suddenly started pushing my, you know, car wash business, and that's what I did. I just got up here and just talked about how great my car wash was and told you where to go and told you what the deals were and never talked about the news and didn't talk about InfoWarsStore.com. I just pushed my personal agenda and just plugged my new car wash that I want you to go use. Be kind of despicable of me, wouldn't it? I mean, I've been given this amazing platform. I didn't build it. I didn't create it. I didn't earn it, really, except that Alex Jones thought I would make a good I'd be good here. So, you know, that's what I did. And so I owe everything to him. I owe everything to InfoWars and the InfoWarriors out there. Wouldn't it be a despicably selfish thing for me to take all that's been given to me, all that's been done before me, and then just turn it towards my own agenda? Especially if that agenda involved not, you know, running a car wash, but, you know, trying to subvert and destroy an entire nation. Wouldn't that be a despicable thing for me to do? That's exactly what they're doing with Time Magazine and National Geographic and all of these other storied publications and outlets and institutions. They get a hold of that institution and they turn it towards their own design, completely taking advantage of, but in the same time destroying the legacy that has allowed them to have the platform that they have. It's a despicable, honorless sort of way to operate, but it's the way they do. It's the same way the banks operate when they purchase small businesses. And you know, I talk about it all the time. Some guy has a great idea. He suffers. He sacrifices. He does all the work. He takes the chances. He succeeds. He starts making money. And then the bank comes along with not even money they earned, right? Money they're holding for other people that they turn around and use that to buy up this business. And they didn't sacrifice. They didn't take the risk. They didn't have the idea. But now they run it because they bought it with other people's money. It's despicable is what I'm saying. And it's even more despicable when it's something of such civilizational value as the National Geographic magazine now being occupied and turned against the population of America. And again, this guy, you know, they're just trying, they have to try to create, fabricate, engender racial division where there is none. So this guy, who looks like a homeless dude, I mean, he's got long dreads, nothing wrong with dreads, dreads are pretty cool, but he's got long dreads and he's got a you know, middle school book cover on his head. He's hanging out by the ocean looking like he's a little bit homeless, an old sweatshirt, and he's very mad that people don't just automatically trust and love him. He says when he's with his kids, he's dad. And, of course, they bring up the race. They say when he's accompanied by his wife, who's white and German, and they're mixed-race children, he gets a very good reception. This is called being a man. It's called being a human being, right? I'm thinking back to a time where I was at a park. We were having a picnic, and there's a very scary-looking dude there. This Mexican dude, no shirt on, tattoo, like gang tattoos all over his body, just like fully covered in tattoos. He had like his teeth filed down. He had like teardrops. He'd killed people, right? That's how you get those teardrops tattoos. Piercings, just like very like kind of scary looking dude. And I'm like, what's this guy doing here? And then suddenly he's going down the slide with his little sister, or maybe it was his daughter, but there's a little girl there, and he's chasing her around, and they're playing hide-and-go-seek, and they're going down the slide, and it's like, oh, that guy's a teddy bear. That guy's not scary. He still is a little scary, but of course this is what happens. If you're just a dude with, like, dreadlocks, or you're just a, even just me, just like, if I'm just, like, hanging out at a park, people are like, what is that adult man doing at this park? I don't trust him. And then it's like, I'm playing with a little kid that's my son or my nephew. And it's like, okay, he belongs, no longer threatening. Hey, how you doing? Cute little kid you got there. How old is he? Blah, then you react. It's like, no, no, they have to make it about race. No, no, it's that everybody in California, right? Oh, yeah, Central California. The coastal elites of Central California are just the most racist people in the world, right? And, of course, nothing that racists love more than mixed-race couples. Because, obviously, right, they're going to be racist against you because you're black. Oh, but when they find out that the black guy is married to a white German woman, they're going to be very happy because racists love mixed-race children, right? I mean, everything about this is nonsensical and stupid. It's about creating division, creating racism where it does not exist. These people are taking advantage of any sort of racism that might exist to cause more division, as ever. More little six-word things here. I am not an exotic creature. No, you're not. You seem to be a very boring woman, actually. Nothing exotic about you. But, of course, they have to throw in, you know, why not? Since they're bashing white people, you might as well throw in that men are bad, too. She's received attention from creepy men, and it makes her feel like a specimen. Her six-word story was born of exasperation. I'm so sorry. I hope men ignore you from now on. I hope you are ignored by men from here on out. You can be alone and nobody will think you're exotic or interesting at all ever again. You boring, boring woman. Then there's this Native American guy who I actually feel for. Native Americans, he says, America's invisible, invisible, invisible. He says, we are not being acknowledged on our own lands, on our own continent, our own territories, and in the history books. Well, not having your interests as a race catered to by your very own country. What is that like? I wonder what that is like to not be able to advocate for your race in America. What is that? I mean, gosh, wouldn't that be awful? It says, here we are, the invisible people, says Gene Tagaban, who is Cherokee, Tlingit, and Filipino. But, you know, out of all of them, I do feel for him. I feel bad for the Native Americans. I wish they were stronger. I wish we could help out Native Americans, but I'm very sorry. We have 200,000 Mexicans crossing every month, and they require support. We must pay for everything of theirs. We must pay Israel $3.4 billion a year. We have to spend trillions of dollars on other people, Mr. Native American. We don't have the money to spend on our people here and to build up our communities and our civilization. We have to constantly be robbed in order to fund people who hate us. So he's actually right. We could actually be helping Native Americans and people that are native to America, but we don't. We're very interested in being invaded, overwhelmed, and bankrupted. But finally, we come to this last and most egregious entry of this diatribe of insanity. I am ashamed for my ancestors' race. Lindsay Love Heidrich was born in Arkansas, and her ancestors ran a small plantation in Georgia and owned slaves. She says, quote, when I try to bring things up or I try to criticize the South, you know, it's never gone over great with my family. I'm ashamed for my ancestors' race. Notice she doesn't say ashamed for the behavior of my ancestors. She's not ashamed that her ancestors owned slaves. No, she's ashamed for their race. Because the number one point I think National Geographic's trying to get across to you here, white people evil. Thank you, National Geographic.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy,
and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date,
Super Male Vitality,
specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses,
and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes, we're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now.
Super Male Vitality
at InfoWarsStore.com.
Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them. But it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars. And thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
In the early 1960s, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, L.O. Lemonser, concocted a plan for false flag operations as a pretext to invade Cuba and for war with the Soviet Union. In Operation Northwoods, they planned to hijack jets by remote control, crash them, and blame the attack on Cuba. There were many other terrorist attacks they planned to carry out that were contained within the document. One scenario mentioned was the destruction of a U.S. naval vessel that was to be blamed on a foreign power as a pretext for war with any enemy they picked. President Lyndon Baines Johnson went operational with Northwoods on June 8, 1967, during the Six-Day War. During the Six-Day War between Israel and the Arab nations, the USS Liberty was sent by Johnson to collect electronic intelligence in the eastern Mediterranean. The clearly marked U.S. intelligence ship was 14 miles off the coast of Israel in international waters.
A short time after the air attack had been completed, the three torpedo boats approached us from our starboard quarter at high speed and in an apparent torpedo launch attitude.
Israeli surveillance aircraft flew low over the ship and clearly identified it as an American vessel. At 2 p.m. that afternoon, the USS Liberty was attacked by three Mirage III fighter bombers. From the onset of the attack, the fighter bombers were jamming U.S. signals. Not only were they jamming U.S. signals specifically, they were also unmarked, the only unmarked aircraft in Israel's arsenal. The fighter bombers strafed the ships with their cannons, dropped conventional munitions and napalm on the ship, repeatedly from stem to stern. After the Mirages had done their work, the ship was hit by medium bomber Dassault missiles, carrying napalm and other munitions like white phosphorus. The USS Liberty was then attacked by three Israeli torpedo boats bearing Israeli flags. The torpedo gunboats opened fire with high-caliber machine guns and launched torpedoes. A single torpedo struck the ship, blowing a hole in both sides, entering the ship and leaving a 30-foot exit hole when it exploded. Then the torpedo boats began strafing life rafts in the water, an international war term. While all of this was happening, the oversized American flag flew clearly above the ship. The attack on the Liberty went on for hour after hour after hour. During the entire attack, the USS Liberty continually called the 6th Fleet that was nearby, begging for air support or rescue. Two aircraft carriers in the Med responded by launching fighter aircraft. Unbelievably, they were recalled by the White House. Rear Admiral Geis, then commanding the carriers in the 6th Fleet, called Washington personally to confirm the recall order. Secretary of Defense McNamara came on the line, and then President Johnson himself told Geis, "I want that ship going to the bottom. No help. Recall the wings." Imagine being Admiral Geis begging the president to allow you to defend an American ship that's under attack and being told by him that he wants the ship going to the bottom. Despite the fact that the U.S. carriers withdrew their help, a Russian spy ship appeared and witnessed part of the attack. After 3 hours into the attack, the Israelis withdrew because there were witnesses, allowing the damaged USS Liberty to limp to safety. 40 years after the attack on the USS Liberty, we know exactly what happened. I've interviewed former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Thomas Moore. I've interviewed the admirals that were on the line who heard what President Johnson said. I've even talked to the head JAG officer of the Navy, who was ordered to falsify the reports and cover up what had really happened. One of the Israeli pilots has gone public as well, saying that three times he refused over his radio to headquarters to attack the ship, saying clearly that it was an American ship in international waters and an ally. He was ordered under threat of court-martial to engage the ship. In a nutshell, this is what happened. President Johnson had personal control over the ship, parked it in the Mediterranean, made a backroom deal with Israel to attack it with an order to kill all aboard. Then the attack on the ship was to be blamed on Egypt. The U.S. would enter the war and take over the entire Middle East in the aftermath of the attack on the most highly decorated ship in U.S. history. The captain and his entire crew were told they would spend life in prison or be killed if they told anyone what happened. Captain William L. McGonagall was given the Congressional Medal of Honor in secret and told not to tell anyone that he had won the award.
My enemies are your enemies. They're the globalists. They're exterminists. They are a consortium of mad scientists, pedophiles, control freaks, devil worshippers, vampires, whatever you want to call them, that are highly predatory and are setting up a false fantasy land system of constant bombardment of propaganda, drugs, and electromagnetic radiation to change the very DNA of the human species, to mutate us into a form that they can control like a pawn on a chessboard. The bottom line is they want to play God. They are playing God, and the noose is only going to tighten around our necks from here on out. So many other people want to be positive. They want to put out fake news and want to only cover limited amounts of what's happening with the New World Order. But at the end of the day, it's all about depopulation. It's all about world government. It's all about the end of human system as we know it, and on its ashes, a nightmare being built. Only admitting it can turn it around and stop it.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Band.video. My name is Harrison Smith. It was 54 years ago today, June 8th, 1967, that the USS Liberty was attacked, resulting in the death of 34 American Navy men and 174 wounded. The ship, a $40 million state-of-the-art signals intelligence platform, was later declared unsalvageable and sold for scraps. It was one of the most brutal and uncalled-for attacks in American history and was really a perfect example of the quintessential false flag, an attempt to get us involved in a war by killing our own men and blaming the enemy, a real tragedy and catastrophe and crime. And I'm very, very, very glad and happy and honored to be welcoming Phil Turney, a survivor of that attack. He is with me here today. He's a Navy veteran, survivor of the USS Liberty. He's authored, quote, "What I Saw That Day, Israel's June 8th, 1967 Holocaust of U.S. Servicemen Aboard the USS Liberty and Its Aftermath," which is the personal eyewitness testimony Phil has given of his account as an officer on board the USS Liberty. Thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Turney.
Good morning. Excuse me. Just call me Phil. That's plenty good. I appreciate it.
All right. Will do. Thank you very much for coming on, Phil. You know, as I was preparing for this interview today and going back and looking over some of the material, some of the documentaries like the one you just saw from Alex Jones and some of the others from Al Jazeera and others, I was struck by just how brutal this attack was, just how unexpected, just how bloody and devastating and relentless it was. It's almost hard to describe. It's hard for me to picture in my mind. Of course, I wasn't there. Can you give us, in your words, what it was like to be aboard this ship when you suddenly come under fire from what you thought were friendly allied aircraft and attack boats?
Well, it's actually it's pretty hard to describe, but I'll try to hit some real good points. But it was just like the gates of hell opened up, and we were going right in the middle of it. We were dealing with two peoples, the Arabs and the Jews, and it was at first we thought it was the Arabs that were trying to, you know, kill us.
Right.
Because certainly our best friends in the whole wide world, Israel, wouldn't do it, would they?
Right.
No, but they did. They did it with malice and hate and disgust. And it's been a secret for so long. I mean, we tried everything, but I do got to say this. We just got done with a four-part series. It's a docu-series. And I've done a lot of things in my life, but I could tell you this. This is the best documentary series. It's a four-part series, an hour each, called Sacrificing Liberty. And there's many survivors in there, not just me, but many of them, that tell the true story of what happened that day. Early in the morning on June the 8th, we were reconned by Israeli aircraft. They had the Star of David on them. And they circled our ship. It was a very, very uncomfortable feeling to see our buddies there, you know, because we didn't know who was going to attack us.
Right, right. And I'm sorry, I don't want to interrupt, but just to sort of emphasize what you're saying, because I heard this on some other accounts as well, that this ship was totally unprotected, essentially. I think it had four machine guns that were for small craft that would be, you know, pirates that might attempt to swarm and board the ship. You had some machine guns to deal with that, but nothing to deal with aircraft, nothing to deal with other big ships. This was a intelligence platform, so the ship itself was fairly undefended. And what I've heard, and I think what you just said, was that when, you know, jets started flying over, at first it was like, wait, who is this? And then when you saw it was Israel, you thought, okay, these are our allies. So it actually was kind of comforting and was kind of, it was like, okay, we're protected. Our allies are in the air above us. This is a good thing. It was a comforting feeling that you felt knowing that the Israelis were above you, completely unexpecting them to suddenly turn on you, right?
Absolutely. We weren't a threat to anybody,
right.
Nobody. We were in international waters doing exactly what every other government does. They pick intelligence messages out of the sky, and they decode them and send them back to the National Security Agency. This ship was run by the National Security Agency.
Right.
And most of the men aboard there, I wasn't a spook. They called him a spy. I was in ship's company and damage control. But, we felt good that they were there. And the planes that went over us were slower planes. There was a flying boxcar and a smaller planes with the Star of David clearly marked on them. We'd wave at the pilots, they'd wave back. So it was a very comfortable feeling. We had a brand new American 5x8 foot flag up, GTR-5 on our bow, our bow on both sides, and USS Liberty on the stern. There could be not one mistake that it was an American ship, and they knew it. They admitted it was an American ship even before they attacked us, and they said they took us off their war table and forgot we were there. Think about that one. It was ruthless. They fired over 850 cannon and rocket holes in our ship, over 5,000 armor-piercing bullets in our ship, a 40-by-40-foot hole in the starboard side hit by one of five torpedoes shot from three torpedo boats at the ship. They would shoot at our firefighters, stretcher bearers, they'd be on deck. They would kill, they did. 174 men were wounded, including myself. 34 were murdered, and Israel gets off scot-free with mistaken identity. And our government was going to get by with it. They were complicit in this attack.
Right.
They were complicit. They knew what they were doing. They were sending us there to sink and blame it on Egypt and get us into a war. And we were within minutes of dropping nuclear weapons on Cairo. That's how close we were. So the Russians were there ready to send missiles off No telling where they were going to go. I know one was going to be dropped on the Temple Mount.
My gosh.
So it was terrible.
Well, and that's the other thing that I would like to talk about this event is the what-if scenario, because there are several sort of what-if scenarios. The first is, what if this attack was successful? What if, you know, Phil Turney was at the bottom of the sea right now, along with the entire complement of the ship itself? What if it was completely destroyed, blamed on Egypt, the war began? I mean, we would have seen God knows how many dead Egyptians. Who knows what the Middle East would look like now? A horrific sort of thing to imagine if that success had been successful. The other what-if scenario is, what if the truth came out about this right when it happened? What if there wasn't a big cover-up? What if the American people actually became aware of what had been done to American ships? What would the atmosphere be like then? There's a lot of what-ifs to think about, but what we know is that this was, you were placed out there like a sitting duck as a trap, as a piece of bait, and I think that, on top of everything else, is the most brutal part about it, is that the soldiers on this ship, just in pure ignorance, being sent out to their deaths. It's a brutal thing, Phil.
It is very brutal, and I'll answer a little question. Actually, it's a big one that I heard you say. It's what would the American people do? What would our military do if they knew the truth about what really happened to us? They'd have dropped Israel like a bad penny.
Hmm. Well, the truth is getting out there. You know, it is being recognized now more and more, thanks to the hard work of people like Phil Turney and other survivors. When we get back, I'm going to show a little clip that shows you that the truth hasn't quite broken through yet, and the narrative is still being pushed that it was an accident, and that they didn't know, and that this was all a misunderstanding. And we'll disabuse that notion on the other side with Phil Turney. We'll be right back.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material by accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank, and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit thebiopros.com today and protect your septic system. That's thebiopros.com.
This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled.
thebiopros.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best.
InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. The InfoWarsStore online. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control Big Pharma. They control academia. They control the military, industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars and Band.video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at Band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My guest is Phil Turney, Navy veteran and survivor of the attack of the USS Liberty, a ship in the Eastern Mediterranean, attacked by Israel on June 8, 1967. And for the past 54 years, we have seen 54 years of cover-up, 54 years of really, the attack was brutal, but the way that the survivors were treated afterwards just compounds the brutality of it. And it's been acknowledged for a very long time, all of the pertinent facts about this. We know that Israel not just knew that it was an American ship with the big American flag flying. We actually have the audio recordings of the radio transmissions between Israel pilots and Israeli control towers, where they acknowledge the fact that they know it was a U.S. ship before they even attack. They shot the lifeboats, both the lifeboats on the ship and the lifeboats attempting to flee the ship. That's a war crime. They also jammed the emergency broadcast signals, which in itself is a war crime alone, but it also means that they somehow knew the frequencies that the ship would be broadcasting from. So they had that intelligence in it in order to be able to block the transmission. So a completely egregious, violent, brutal attack. And what this really does is illustrates the extremity to which the American government will go. When people say, well, the government would never do that. Well, they've done this, and so when you see how brutal and horrific what happened to the USS Liberty is, it shatters all your preconceptions of the ability of our government to participate and cover up evil acts, because that's exactly what this was. Now, Phil, obviously, I shouldn't be going on like this. I just want to give our audience the full view of exactly what happened that day from what we've been able to find since then, but I want to play a quick video for you here. It's 30 seconds long. It's a guest that's been on this show, Dave Riley, asking a question to Charlie Kirk about the USS Liberty. And I want your response to this, Phil, because listen to the response that Charlie Kirk gives when the USS Liberty is brought up. And this was just last year. So 50 plus years after this event, the lie is still being perpetuated. And I'd love to get Phil's response to this. Here's a video from last year, Dave Riley asking Charlie Kirk about the USS Liberty.
So from America First perspective, why do we give $3.8 billion to Israel, which is more aid than we've given to Africa, more aid than we've given to South America, and more aid than we've given to the Caribbean combined, which is home to a billion poor people, especially when they deliberately attacked the USS Liberty in the 1970s.
That is incorrect. Do not peddle conspiracy theories in our event. That is not acceptable. Do not say that.
Okay, Dean Rusk disagrees with you, and he was the Secretary of State at the time, but that's fine.
So what do you think about that? That this visceral, like, you shut up, that's a conspiracy theory, you do not say that here. 50 years after this acknowledged attack on an American ship, what's your response to that, Phil?
Well, they're puppets of the Zionist State of Israel, just like our congressman is, our senators. Every part of government you get to, they've got their hands in it. What we don't give them, they steal. Jonathan Pollard, on and on and on. The USS Liberty was the tip of the iceberg, If Israel or any other country, if any other country would have tried to do what they did to us, they'd have been annihilated. But Israel can murder American servicemen on the high seas doing exactly what our government told us to do and get by with it. And then Admiral Isaac Kidd came aboard our ship while we got into Malta and ordered all of us not to say a word about this to anybody, especially the news, your parents, each other, shipmates, friends, family, anybody, or you will go to prison or worse. And everybody knows what worse meant.
Wow. And so you were told that before you ever even got back to land.
Yes, sir. He came aboard and dressed us up, really, and then dressed us down and told he got all the information he could from the eyewitnesses. Did you see the Star of David on the airplane? No, they were blackened. Did you see where the torpedoes came from? I said, I saw two go aft, and I know one hit us. Where the other two went, I don't know. Did you see a machine gun in the life rafts? On and on and on. And he took his stars off. Can you believe that? He says, I'm just like your dad. He's telling me everything happened because I got to know. I want to finish this. I want to get it right. When we told him, then he put the hammer down on us like the fear of God in us. I mean, we've been left out to get slaughtered, and nobody comes to help us. The Navy tried to help us, but they recalled the aircraft. Johnson and McNamara, those two snakes,
right?
Along with Admiral McCain Jr., he was the four-star admiral of the European forces. He wanted a board of inquiry conducted within 7 days, and they did it within 7 days, a whitewashed inquiry. You can't do an inquiry of that magnitude in 7 days.
Right.
This is the only incident in history that an American ship has been attacked, and it wasn't thoroughly investigated.
Right.
Shameful.
It is very shameful, and that's what I want to ask you about. You know, what has been your experience in this? Obviously, you were told not to say anything from the very beginning. Did you adhere to that for a little while before you finally got fed up and decided you had to come out and start talking? Or just what was your experience immediately following this and for the, you know, several decades after? What's been your experience as a survivor of the USS Liberty?
Well, I was too afraid to say anything to anybody. I didn't want to go to prison. Or die for serving my country honorably. I just didn't say anything for 18 years until I read an article in the newspaper by Stan White. He has since passed. He was a master chief spy aboard the ship, and he convinced me to come on out, and which I did. And many of us do that now. Many, many. In fact, we just got through the reunion in Florida. And it was sad, but it was also good to get together with the crew and their families. We used to have reunions with over 150, 200 people. We had 15 survivors at this last reunion. So they're just waiting for us all to die out.
Right.
The others couldn't get there. They're too old or feeble or health issues. And so that's what they wanted. They wanted us to die out. And this will be forgotten. Like Charlie Kirk, what a piece of crap he is. You don't say that. You can't. You're going to stop somebody from their God-given free speech rights? Who do these people think they are? You don't say that. God, that just fries me.
Yeah, and I think the word that you said, shameful, is maybe it's not strong enough, but it's the only appropriate word. It is incredibly shameful the way that all of you have been treated by our government and the way you were left out there to be brutalized and then silenced. I mean, it is almost unspeakable what's been done. Are you able to stay a little bit longer? I know we're supposed to only have you for 30 minutes. Would you mind hanging on for one more segment, Phil?
Sure. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Because I'd like to just get a little bit more into this and also maybe address some of the detractors who will say like Charlie Kirk, that they think that this is some sort of, anti-Semitic blood libel, when it couldn't be farther from the truth. It's that one sovereign state attacking another sovereign state, religion doesn't enter into it. What enters into it is treachery, betrayal, false flags, setups, and the globalist control system attempting to get us into wars for their own designs. That's what it's about, and any good person should be absolutely livid at the fact that our servicemen were allowed to burn to death, and then it was kept secret. It's despicable.
The entire New World Order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim so you don't take your birthright as being made in the image of God and the incredible mission and destiny we have being given free will. Being given free will, being given consciousness is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of a sunset, or the beauty of the waves in the ocean, or the beauty of your wife or your husband, or the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic. And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists, don't worship the NFL, don't worship all the things of the system, but worship the things of God, because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness and appreciate free speech while you still have it, while you still have it.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
I'm a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products to you at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm not going to say this five times in a row to be obnoxious. I'm saying it because it's the key to victory over these criminals. Last week, the arch globalist Fauci admitted that roughly half of the CDC's top brass and workers, medical doctors, scientists, nurses, you name it, have taken the so-called COVID-19 Frankenshot. I'm going to say it the second time. Around half of the doctors at the CDC and NIH refused to take the Frankenshots. They don't trust it. You shouldn't trust it. The vaccines have been banned in most countries around the world. This is an attack on the American people and the people of the world. This is an absolute red flag smoking gun. Again, let me say it two more times. Around half the individuals that work at the NIH and CDC, the medical staff, refuse to take the vaccines. That's right. The doctors, nurses, and scientists do not trust the so-called vaccines. And you shouldn't either. You should warn everyone you know about the truth.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
It was in the midst of the Six-Day War in 1967 when the USS Liberty, a United States Navy ship, unarmed, a surveillance ship there off of the coast of Egypt, was attacked deliberately by Israel and Israeli warplanes and torpedo boats in an attempt to sink that ship. This carried out in coordination with the American government in an attempt to create the justification for going to war with Egypt. Thank God that attempt failed. Thank God the ship did not sink. And really, it only survived, we think, because a single, perhaps a signal midshipman, I'm not sure what his class was, but he was able to run a cable from a signal tower to a different antenna, and they were actually able to get an SOS signal out to the Navy by circumventing the signal blocking of the Israelis. And so the jig was up, and you know, the Israelis realized, you know, we're sort of caught red-handed here. We have to pull back and act like this was an accident, because if we keep going now, the signal's out there. They'll know it was deliberate. And then came the media cover-up and 50-plus years of denying this officially and through the media. A very troubling story, and I have a survivor of that attack, Phil Turney, on me the show with me today. And this will all be documented in a new four-part series called Sacrificing Liberty, created by True News, that, Phil, you're a part of. Can you tell us about this this series, how people can find it, watch it, and what's contained in this?
Yes, Harrison, thank you. I appreciate you plugging that. It is probably, without a doubt, the best thing that's ever happened to the crew of the USS Liberty, their families, in America, is to see this gripping, horrifying, up-in-your-face documentary. Now, it isn't narrated. It's the survivors, U.S. pilots, and so many other notables, Admiral Thomas Moore in a film. Just so many. Listen, we just got through watching it for 2 days. We watched two segments in the first day and two segments on the last day. And even though I've seen it over and over, it still brings you to tears. That's just how it is. And everybody else that sees it, believe me, it will bring you to tears too. And folks, I'll tell you what, man, go to TrueNews.com, TrueNews.com. Go look up, and you'll scroll right up the top. You'll see Sacrifice of Liberty. You could rent it or buy it. It costs $12. It's almost nothing. And take a look at it and see for yourself what all the survivors said, the ones that were able to do it on that film. And it was just incredible. I mean, it's an act of God is what it was, getting this done. This is a Christian network that did this.
Mm-hmm.
And they spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on this. So it's incredible, Harrison. And I'll tell you what, I can't wait till you watch it. When you do, I want you to get a call me and tell me what you think, please.
I will. Yeah, I look forward to it as well. I was, again, you know, preparing for this interview and rewatching some of the documentaries I'd seen before about it. And again, I'm just struck by just how brutal it was. I mean, the descriptions of just body parts laying on the ship deck and blood everywhere, and, you know, young men, 18 years old, writing a letter home, you know, to their sweetheart when the torpedo hits and 25 Americans are shattered in a single instant. I mean, it is a very emotional event that occurred, and I'm sure the guys at True News handled it very, very well and with enough dignity and respect that you guys deserve. So it's a four-part series, and that's True News, TRUNEWS. So there's no E on true when you type True News and you're going to that website. So it's called Sacrificing Liberty. What an appropriate title. What a, you know, almost serendipitous title that it would be called the USS Liberty that they attacked. Liberty is of course what's at stake here. And I, you know, I experience here working at InfoWars. I read articles that talk about InfoWars. And since I'm here, I know they're not true. It must be a whole nother level, Phil, to have been a part of, have been the victim of an attack, only to 50 years later still have people claim that what you saw with your own eyes was somehow not true. What you experienced in your own life, you know, the attack that you were under was not what you think it was, and they know better than you. I can't imagine what that's like, knowing the truth, and still, after 54 years, having people basically claiming that you don't know what really happened to you. What's that like, Phil?
It's it's hard, and it to be honest with you, it pisses me off.
I can imagine.
But, Charlie Kirk is no better, and the rest of them on TV, they're all the same. They dance to one tune, and that's the tune of what the Israelis wanted to do. Our congressman then and now, old president from LBJ, that dirty snake, he's the one that set us up. Now, this attack wasn't planned in one day. It was planned so at least a year before that.
Right.
And so they know exactly what to hit. They knew our frequencies, as you said. And, you know, when they jam, they could jam all the other ones. But to jam the SOS signal is a war crime.
Absolutely.
And the man that did that, that strung that long wire, his name is Terry Haldabardia. He since passed on. And without that link, there's no telling what would have happened. Well, I wouldn't be here now, that's for sure.
Certainly.
But the magnitude of the cover-up was complete and swift, and it still is. I've written thousands and thousands and thousands of letters to congressmen, senators, CIA, FBI, National Security Agency. All the letters come back to the Navy Department. All the letters come back the same way. Sorry, it was mistaken identity. Case closed. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yep. Sounds very typical. They have the official story, and they will not deviate from that, despite all of the overwhelming evidence to the contrary. They will bury their heads in their sand and act like they don't see anything. The cover-up is almost just as intriguing and interesting as the attack itself. I almost don't want to use those words in talking about it because it is so tragic and disrespectful. And as we keep saying, shameful, shameful that Americans would allow their servicemen to go through this. And again, one of the things that you encounter when you talk about this is people call it a blood libel. They claim anti-Semitism as a shield to prevent you from talking about this, which is completely illegitimate, completely outrageous. This is saying nothing about any one group of people except the people involved, who were American government officials, American military officials, Israeli military officials, the Israeli government. These are people that did a horrible, despicable, awful, almost unspeakable thing, and they deserve to be held to account. And these little words like racism and anti-Semitism are just worthless roadblocks attempting to stop you from getting to the truth, which is that they were attempting to create a much, much wider war in the Middle East. And the actions of the brave soldiers on the USS Liberty in surviving prevented that from happening. And that's an amazing thing, because, as you say, we could have seen nukes on Jerusalem, nukes on Cairo, the whole Middle East. God knows what would have happened to it. But thank God you survived and are telling the truth now. We have about a minute left, sir. Again, True News, Sacrificing Liberty is the name of the documentary. Is there anything else as we close out that you'd like the American people to know?
Yes, Harrison. First, I want to thank you very much for your tenacity and having the courage to talk about this. But, you know, Harrison, they just didn't attack our ship, a flagged American ship in international waters. When they attacked our ship, they attacked every human and every American in America. It was an attack against our sovereign nation.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. It was an attack against all of America, and people here in America helped to cover it up and still continue to cover it up to this day. Well, we won't let them. We'll get the truth out. And we thank so much. I just want to thank you, Phil, for coming on and sharing this. God bless. I really look forward to watching Sacrificing Liberty, and I'll make sure to tell you what I think about it as soon as I do. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. TrueNews.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty, you're ugly, you're bad. Because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vasobeats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. I will be welcoming Larry Pinkney, former Black Panther and total InfoWars rock star, to the program in the next hour. Very excited to speak to him, and I hope that you stick with us as we continue to wage this ceaseless war against the lies and disinformation of the mainstream media. You may have noticed, if you are a television viewer watching at band.video or infowars.com/show, that I have arrayed here three supplements that you might not recognize because they are, in fact, brand new mega immune support supplements, and they are available right now at 40% off plus free shipping and double Patriot points. For years, we've been working to develop a new line of vitamins, but have taken our time to ensure we only source the highest possible quality for the price, and those efforts have finally paid off. We're here today with three entirely new mega immune support vitamin formulas available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. We have InfoWars Life Whole Food Multivitamin, the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, Vitamin C plus Zinc, InfoWars Life D3 plus Calcium Gummies. All of these are available right now at 25% off. That's the introductory pricing. You can save even more by purchasing them all together. It's the new Mega Immune Support Package available out of the gates at an unprecedented 40% off. Our new Whole Food Multivitamin is sourced from 100% high-quality natural food sources, and our two new vitamin formulas are loaded with natural immune support boosters that many listeners have been asking for. While this first run is only a limited batch, we're still giving 25% off out of the gates and a massive 40% off when you buy all three Mega Immune Support supplements together. We expect these to sell out quickly, so now is the time to secure your order. It will be months before our next shipment arrives. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and support the InfoWar as well as you and your family's health. Get up to 40% off plus free shipping and double Patriot points right now and start supporting your immune system naturally. Boost your body defenses right now with these three products that I'm telling you, they really do look good. I have not had a chance to try them yet, but they really do look like products that I am going to be adding to my rotation every single day. Vitamin C plus zinc with the rose hips, the whole food multivitamin, essential nutrients, and the vitamin D3 with calcium, lemon flavor. And you can just go through and look at just the number of vitamins that have 100% on this multivitamin. It's things like B12, biotin, iodine, selenium. Selenium's 51% of your daily dose, but you get 100% of zinc. You get 100% of manganese carbonate. You get 100% chromium, 100% of your vitamin D3. Vitamin E is 50%. I mean, it says everything you need. It's got everything you need for the day. Vitamin D3 as well gives you that extra boost. And, of course, the vitamin C plus zinc. And all of these are of the highest quality and of the finest ingredients and available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. You're getting new products, you're getting massive discounts, and you're getting the news, reports, and truth that is lacking from everywhere else. So it's a win-win situation at InfoWarsStore.com. I hope that you do go there now. You know, today is a very important anniversary. You may have noticed it's a day that will go down in history. It was June 8th. 2019 that I got married to my wife. Yes, that's right. It is actually my wedding anniversary today as well. It's been a wonderful 2 years. We have one baby down, 12 to go, something like that. But really, it's been an amazing 2 years. I've been with InfoWars for about 4 years, and the last two have been really fantastic. We've done this show for going on 6 months now, and I think the audience has enjoyed it, and I think you guys have been very supportive of us, and we really appreciate that. And I'm not just saying that to babble about my own life here or brag that I have an amazing wife who I love very much, but really to thank you for going to InfoWarsStore.com, because none of this would have been possible. God knows where I would be if I didn't work at InfoWars right now. I mean, I literally have no idea. I might be on the streets. I might be in prison somewhere. Who knows? Because the world is going insane. And I know that I can get up every single day and come to work knowing that I'm on the forefront. I'm on the battlefield. I'm at the front lines fighting this war. And it gives me such purpose and such meaning and such fulfillment. And it's all possible because you go to InfoWarsStore.com. And so just know that we take this job extremely seriously. And, you know, we don't just phone it in here and, you know, do the minimal amount of work and try to maximize the money that we get. Like, that's just not what it's about. It's about, yes, of course, building our lives and providing for the employees that work here. And you do that by going to InfoWarsStore.com. But I think, you know, even if we weren't getting paid, we would still want to be here. We'd still want to be fighting this battle because it is the fate of humanity up for grabs at this point. It's going one way or the other. We are teetering at the top of a very tall peak, and we are either going to fall towards tyranny or fall towards freedom. And we're pushing as hard as we can towards freedom. And so it's so fulfilling and so wonderful to know that the American people and the InfoWarriors out there support InfoWars and help people like myself not just do this battle against the globalist onslaught, but also at the same time building a family and creating the lifestyle that, you know, we wish all Americans and all people around the world could enjoy. So thank you so much for going to InfoWarsStore.com, and helping myself and my wife and my son and everybody here at InfoWars, the crew included. It means so much to us, and it's only possible with your support. And so our sincere thanks and our sincere pledge that we will continue to do everything we can to be worthy of your support. And let us know if we're not, and we will make whatever corrections necessary, because at the end of the day, we don't have the billionaires and the pharmaceutical companies paying our bills. It's you. So if you're not happy, then we're not going to be able to do this anymore. So we want to make you happy, but we also want to make you informed about all of the horrible, terrible, no good things going on around the world. Tricky tightrope to walk, but we do it because we know that, as hopeless as it seems, humanity has a latent power that, despite it being crushed for the last several decades, is still very potent and just waiting for a reawakening, waiting for the global shift. People kept tweeting out, cicadas come with a shift in energy. And while it's very meme-worthy, it's kind of true, isn't it? Aren't you noticing a shift in energy? Aren't you sort of feeling the little disturbances that precede an earthquake? I really am, and I think it's better late than never, because we're on the cusp of something great. We're also on the cusp of something horrible. I'm going to go to this clip now. It's Alex Jones talking about this exact phenomenon, our place in history, our time that God has chosen to place us on earth to carry out his will. It's Alex Jones with a video, "This is quite a time to be alive."
The entire globalist system, the entire house of cards, is built on this fraud. The world ID, China dominating the planet, the UN controlling all the medical systems, Big Pharma being able to lock us down, inject secret compounds into our bodies, a whole depopulation agenda. Everything hinges on this attack that the Rockefeller Foundation and others admit they've been preparing for decades as their main takeover plan, using the fear of a virus, then using a world rollout of a forced vaccine and world ID to form total world government. This is the skeleton, the matrix, on which they build all the rest of the takeover. In their own words, you shoot this down, you have crippled the new world order. And let me tell you, I didn't think Gates would be going down this fast, or Fauci. We are really hurting them. See, they wouldn't be censoring everybody if they were all powerful. They're trying to become all powerful. They're trying to set up a total world government. They're trying to set up a world ID and put a damn chip in all of us. They're trying to inject us with magnetic vaccines that they now confirm. Unbelievable. They're trying to become the imperial high-tech gods. But we're just as smart or smarter, and we're learning, and we're fighting back. And so we've now lured the enemy out in the open. This is quite a time to be alive, and everybody's now going to be faced with losing your job, being poisoned, being killed slowly. So you're going to wake up, you're going to fight back. I bet on you a long time ago. I bet on myself, because I bet on God. God made us. So it doesn't matter if some of us die in this fight. It doesn't matter if some of us get put in prison. It's our children and their children that matter. And this is the great contest we're in. We should thank God we're alive during this time, because this is the most important time in human history right now, other than when Jesus Christ walked the earth. So I'm not scared of these people, and not because I'm macho or got a bunch of bravado. I understand history, and I understand the sacred honor that I've got, the incredible duty. And I don't even feel worthy of this. This is the most wonderful thing ever, to be persecuted by Satan. I don't deserve this. See, God doesn't pick wimps to take on Satan. You look at the Bible, and that's why a lot of you out there are good men and women, but you've done things wrong, and you're ashamed, and you don't feel like you're worthy to be a leader. That's not what God's looking for. God's looking for people who've got a heart that wants to stand up to evil and take action, wants to reprieve itself. That's who God's looking for.
That's right, folks. They like to pretend that they run everything, but at the end of the day, they're human, and they have to contend with the reality, and they can be opposed, they can be resisted, they can be overcome and supplanted with truly good people, and that's what we're here for. We'll be right back.
Gerald in South Carolina, go ahead, you're on the air, trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 20. 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
There is no mechanism for Trump to get reinstated. That is delusional. If Trump really believes he will be back in the White House this August, he should get help. You are not well, sir. You need to get over this. But perhaps what we are witnessing these days is more of a slow-motion coup.
This brings us to a nightmare scenario. A Republican-controlled Congress overturning the 2024 presidential election results to install Trump or a Trump mini-me in the White House. Max, it's going to keep a lot of people up tonight. What will it mean for our democracy if your nightmare scenario becomes a reality?
Well, I don't want to be overly alarmist, but I think we should be alarmed because potentially this could be the end of American democracy. I never thought I'd be saying something like that. It would have sounded incredible even a year ago.
We will take control of the White House again sooner than you think, meaning obviously as evidence mounts that there was proven election fraud and as evidence mounts that Joe Biden is a communist Chinese agent.
Look, my son did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong.
And as evidence mounts that Fauci, working with Obama and others, launched COVID-19 to try to bring down the U.S. and embarrass President Trump and bring in the Great Reset, that they're going to be removed.
If I'm being fair, am I building you up to be thicker-skinned about this than you are? Are you actually worried about this new sort of re-upping of attacks on you?
What is the thread going through what's happening now is very much an anti-science approach. So that's a big, big difference. I mean, it is what it is. I'm a public figure. I'm going to take the arrows and the slings. But they're fabricated. And that's just what it is. But we'll just have to do our jobs, Rachel. My job was to make a vaccine and use my institute and these talented scientists that we have there and that we fund in the various universities to get a vaccine that was highly safe and highly effective. And we succeeded. That's what I do. All the other stuff is just a terrible, not happy type of a distraction.
So this is an incredible statement by Trump. And you add that into China hit us with this virus and a lot of the president's surrogates. He is the real president. That's just a fact. Are now coming out and saying it was obviously released on purpose. And this was all done by design. And mainstream news now saying
We bet the deep state launches a cyber attack. We bet the deep state's behind the cyber attacks.
Let's start with these cyber attacks. 8 attacks every day in the United States right now. They're targeting food. They're targeting gas. They're targeting television, our water supply. Does the government have to do more to force businesses to protect themselves and their customers?
So I think the first thing we have to recognize is this is the reality, and we should assume, and businesses should assume, that these attacks are here to stay and, if anything, will intensify.
I mean, they're really making their move in their transhumanist revolution to play God. But first, let's get to the big clip. Here's Trump cryptically.
We're going to take back the Senate, take back the House. We're going to take back the White House. And sooner than you think, it's going to be really something special. But the love and the affection and the respect that you've given all of us, it's really important. The Republican Party is stronger than it's ever been, and it's going to be a lot stronger than it is right now. We're going to turn it around. We're going to turn it around fast. Thank you all very much. That support has been so incredible. Thank you.
That is a declaration of war against the deep state that has said, they've said it publicly, if he continues to run the Republican Party and goes around the country getting other good members elected to the House and Senate and gubernatorial positions and legislative positions and corporate positions, pushing people to those positions, that they're going to indict his son, him, Giuliani, I guess he didn't have a dog, but the dog, if he had one, they'll indict a ham sandwich, that they're going to go after Trump with those indictments if he doesn't back down. Well, he's not backing down.
There you go, a declaration of war against the deep state. I'll be welcoming Larry Pinkney on the other side. Folks, I got some personal news, too, that I'd like to share with you, and I'll do that on the other side as well. Right back.
I've been thinking a lot lately about playing devil's advocate on air, about looking at the world from the perspective of the globalist, that the public's so dumbed down that they don't care that we're stealing their future from them, that we're poisoning them, that we're sterilizing them, then they deserve to be killed. Yes, that's the position of the globalists. They play God, and they think because we don't stand up, they have a right to do this to us. You know, I've told you that the globalists have tried to hire me. They've tried to get me to join them. But metaphysically, at a spiritual level, I have the Holy Spirit. I have a connection with God. And I know that God does not like that, so I cannot join the enemy. But I'll tell you, at a selfish level, I get very, very mad at people that go along with the system, believing you're part of it or believing you're getting power out of it. Whether you're just a steel worker or a school teacher or Henry Kissinger, you're not God. And treating other people like they're animals and you're God is something that the real God of the universe doesn't like. And that's a fact.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, back to American Journal, third hour. I told you yesterday about a little personal family business. My sister, who's very pregnant with twins, had to go to the hospital, and there have been some complications. I'd like to ask for your prayers for my sister, Adelie, as she is now going into labor with twins several weeks early. So it's somewhat worrying, but I know the InfoWarriors out there are a very powerful prayer force, and so I would like to take a brief moment, speak personally, to ask you for your prayers for my sister Adelie. She brings two new lives into this world. Very exciting stuff. That's my personal update. And with that, I am very happy to welcome my guest, Larry Pinkney. He's, of course, a veteran of the Black Panther Party, former Minister of Interior for the Republic of New Africa, a former political prisoner, and the only American to have successfully self-authored his civil political rights case to the United Nations under the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. You probably know him well if you're an info warrior like I am. You've probably watched his many interviews and have been highly entertained and encouraged by them. Thank you so much for joining us today, Larry Pinkney.
Thank you. It is really an honor, as always, and a pleasure. And let me say that I extend my prayers and my hopes and positivity, sending all positive things your way and to your sister and those beautiful twins that I'm sure are about to come into this world.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. And I'll try not to be too distracted. I'll try not to be checking my text messages, but it is very exciting. But I've got you on the line now, and I'm very excited for that. And I have been for a while because I'm sure, like a lot of people, I watch a lot of your interviews, and I'm always very entertained. But I'm tempted just to sit back and let you take over because you know this stuff so well, and you're just so good at expressing what so many of us here at InfoWars believe. In one of the last interviews I was watching, you had one line that I think we could do the whole hour on, but we won't. But you talked about how the fact that our enemies have no honor and no principles. And I think that is like one of the primary issues that I have. And what makes me so mad and so furious at all this news I read is it really does seem like our enemies, the people opposing us, the globalists, the Democrats in many cases, they have no honor and no principles. And so it makes it impossible to trust them or work with them or anything. So just expand on that a little bit. What is it about our enemies?
Harrison, the fact is, my brother, is that these people, and I use that word in quotation mark, people, are devoid of honor, of principles, of anything even near, all right, being, shall I say, decent. They will backstab you, all of us. They will lie and cheat, steal, and do everything they can to intimidate. That's what they are. Let's just face it. And if we do not understand that, but I do think we do understand that, but if we do not, then we're in serious trouble, okay? We've got to understand, first of all, what and who we are dealing with. Once we understand that, then we've come a very long way to winning this struggle, all right, on behalf of this republic and the black, white, brown, red, and yellow citizens of this republic. So we need to stop turning, not that we do, but we need to stop turning to the media. We don't have a media. We have a propaganda machine. That's what we have, okay? And when we turn to the Democrats or the deep state or their media machine, you know, propaganda machine media, what we're doing is asking the fox who ate the chickens. Well, the fox ate the chicken. So we need to stay on point. Stay on point and push and push and push. And, you know, this is our obligation, not only to ourselves and our families, but to humanity, and first and foremost, to our republic.
Absolutely, and I think that the struggle is that not having honor gives them a leg up, doesn't it? When you can lie and cheat and steal, you can use those tools in your toolbox to defeat people who refuse to lie and cheat and steal. And so we're almost in this impossible situation where we're trying to maintain our honor, we're trying to maintain our principles, when the people across from us don't have that limitation in a way. To me, that's the thing I struggle with is like, how do we not fall into the trap of, well, if they're doing it, I'm going to do it. Well, if they're going to break the law, I'm going to break the law, and go into this sort of back and forth feedback loop spiral of dishonor and lack of principles. How do we win while maintaining our honor, maintaining those principles, and not falling into the trap of, well, if they do it, then so will we?
Well, that's a very, very poignant analogy. You're right on point. It is not easy to fight and struggle against creatures who are dishonorable. However, what we do have on our side, and I want to emphasize this, what we do have on our side is a certain amount of, how can I put this gingerly, tenacity.
Mm.
Tenacity. All right? We're not going to give up. We're not going to go away. And, yes, we do struggle to maintain our honor and our principle. Okay, but we are at war. Let's be real about this. This is war. This is not fun and game. So the battle has been joined. Whether we're talking about the Democrats, the deep state, the globalists, all right, battle has been joined. And there will be casualties, all right? There will be. But you know what? That's the history of our struggle in this republic. So your point is well made and well taken. It's not easy to maintain our principles, but we must do it while we fight. There's a biblical expression that I like very, very much, and it's fight and pray. Mm. Not just pray and pray, not just fight and fight, but fight and pray. And this is the conundrum, if you will, that we are in today, that this republic is in today. So, yes, my brother, I have no magic to throw out there in terms of how do we do this in terms of maintaining our principles. But all I can say is we must maintain our principles. If we lose them, we lose everything, and we become just like the demonic creatures that we are struggling against.
Right, right. It's like if you win with dishonor, well, what are you even winning for? I mean, what's the point? What we're trying to uphold here is the American system, the American republic. And I think that because this also goes to me to race, because I'll be honest, with all of the anti-white stuff that I see, it is to me sort of the natural reaction to go, oh, you want to make this about race? All right, we'll make it about race. Now it's us versus them. And that's exactly what they want. They want that division. And I think a lot of the talk about white people is trying to get white people to take that position, to go, okay, they're going to hate us, now I'm going to hate them. And you have to consciously reject that dichotomy, don't you?
You do, and at the same time, we need to consciously expose that dichotomy.
Right.
Constantly expose it, because you're absolutely correct. The reality is that they want to push division. And they love pushing racial division based on pigmentation, based on color. You know, this is why Dr. Martin Luther King said, you know, it's about the content of what? Your character, not your color. And these Democrats and globalists, you're right, are pushing division. We'll not fall in that trap.
Yes, sir. We'll do everything we can to fight back against it and try to uphold that belief that Martin Luther King espoused that Americans used to agree on. Now people think that's old-fashioned and, you know, we need to get rid of it. But we need to reassert that and understand that it is our honor and our principles that will win at the end of the day. We'll be right back with Larry Pinkney.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com.
and never give up the fight.
Infowars.com.
Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them, but it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars, and thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most common questions I get on air, but also off air when I'm just out and about, is, Alex, what do I say to my family about the vaccines? How do I warn them? Well, the problem is there's so many problems with it, so many facets. The history of contaminated vaccines, the fact that they have liability protection in the U.S. and Europe, the fact that they've been caught adding sterilants and cancer viruses and other things to vaccines, and the whole history of secret experimentation on at-risk groups of poor blacks, poor whites, Native Americans. The list goes on and on. But what about the fact that Fauci testified to Congress, and so did the head of the CDC in late May of 2021, that around half of the NIH CDC staff, medical doctors, virologists, scientists, have refused to take the vaccine until they can save. Yeah, I think when half the doctors are scared to take it, it's the same thing in the private practices out there, similar numbers, that's not something I'm going to be taking. That's very, very simple. There's your answer.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. My name's Harrison Smith. My guest is Larry Pinkney, veteran of the Black Panther Party, former Minister of the Interior of the Republic of New Africa, former political prisoner, and the only American to have successfully self-authored his civil political rights case to the United Nations under the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. I know I already read that bio earlier, but I think it's impressive enough that I'd go ahead and say it again. Very excited to have Mr. Pinkney on with me today. And, you know, I think you'll agree with me that nationalism is the solution to racism. That's my belief, is that we can come together and say, yeah, we have differences. Yes, there are races and they might be different here or there. They have different cultures, different backgrounds. But at the end of the day, that can all be superseded by the acknowledgement that we're all Americans, and that if you and I went to France and saw each other on the street, even though you're black and I'm white, we're going to have more in concert with each other. We're going to think about things more similarly. We speak the same language. We probably experienced a lot of the same lifestyle growing up. Far more you and I, even though we're white and black, than us and the French people, right? Because we're Americans at the end of the day. And so when we're dealing with all of this racism, to me, it's nationalism is the answer. Well, what do you think about that, Larry?
Right on. I mean, you know, right on. This is exactly why just a few months ago you had people running around, for example, Cuomo, New York, in New York, and others saying America was never great.
Right.
Excuse me? How can anyone in their right mind, say that this nation, this republic, is not great, that it has not done incredibly wonderful thing? That is not to say that we are somehow perfect. No one said that. But the name of their game, as we were talking about earlier, Harrison, the name of their game is to divide, divide, divide. So they, for them, their most effective tool is to talk about and utilize race, color. You know, as far as I'm concerned, and even Brother Malcolm and Brother Huey and Brother Martin, even they would agree that there is one race, and it's called H-U-M-A-N, human, right. Okay? Human. We bleed red. And our nation, we're not saying that we are unblemished. Right. We're imperfect humans. We're imperfect. However, we strive to make our republic. Oh, I love that. Wow, I'm watching the two kids. That just sends chills through my body. You know, this is our republic. And I get very passionate about that because this is my country. My country, your country, our republic. Don't let these demonic creatures who smile in your face and stab you in the back, do not allow them to separate us. We are one people, one nation. We are one people, one nation. So I just cannot overemphasize that because they're turning up the heat. They're talking about, when I say they, I'm talking about our opponents. And they're really enemies. They're doing everything they can to tear down our republic, to tear it down. Do you ever wonder why they never talk about the positive components and the positive aspects of what this nation has done? Oh, no, never. Okay. But they want to talk about, well, you're a racist or you are this or you are that. You are human. You are human. And sometimes I really wonder about them, what they are. So I'm sorry. I just get really, really passionate about this to my brothers and my sisters, black, white, brown, red, yellow, American. Let us always remember that. And let us understand that these people are pushing this race trip. These people are traitors. They're the traitors, not only to this republic, but to humanity.
Absolutely. Well, and to the republic specifically, because I think that's one of their big tactics, right, is they have convinced everybody that America is a racist nation, that it was founded by racists on racist grounds. And in that way, they are basically diminishing the loyalty people have to our nation, the ability for us to come together as a singular people and overcome whatever may have happened in the past, of which there were many bad things. But I think we're totally overwhelmed by the huge strides that we've made, the massive successes that we've had. As you point out, they never bring that up. They never talk about that. And I think that the sickest thing of all, you know, racism, it's like it's bad. It's sick. Nobody likes it. It's at least in some way like kind of understandable, like, OK, that group of people doesn't like that group of people. It's wrong, but, you know, whatever, they're going to be like that. But there's a new dimension to this, which is people hating their own race. I have this story from National Geographic that I talked about a lot, where literally the quote is, "I am ashamed for my ancestors' race." Now, I can't even comprehend this. I can't even, you know, with racism, I can mentally comprehend. This is beyond anything. It's sickening to me. I would be sickened seeing any race of person disparaging their own people, disparaging their own history, their own family. What a sickening anti-human type of thing. I mean, I don't want to see this for white people, black people, or anybody. It makes me sick. It makes me just as angry as you, Larry, I think.
Mm-hmm. And Harrison, the thing is that, you know, frankly, to be candid, I can't wrap my mind around that either, frankly. All right. Because, you know, there's plenty of blame to go around. Right. I tell black folks, white folks, red, brown, yellow, whatever. You know, if we want to bring up, for example, Africa, I've taught African history. I've lived in Africa, and I know some of the horrible things that Africans have done to each other. Right. Okay, to each other. Does that mean I would be disparaging of them? Of course not. All right. So we got to stop this name blame game. Because that's what it is. It's a vicious name blame game. And anybody who doesn't respect what they come from, how could they possibly respect anyone else? How can they be ashamed of their ancestors? What? That is insane.
It really is. And like I said, it is literally sickening in the same way that If I saw the opposite, if I saw some black guy, you know, taking a photo and saying, I am ashamed of the black race, it's like, there's something very unsettling about that. Like beyond just you're kind of crazy, it's like, no, you've been indoctrinated into a death cult, a civilizational or racial death cult where you want all of your people to die. It's beyond anything, but it fits perfectly in with the agenda. It fits in with what they want to do. It's the division. It's the destruction. It's the dehumanization that the globalists are inspiring, isn't it, Larry?
It is, and that's one of the weapons, one of their key weapons, all right, is because if you can make a people hate themselves, then you won half the battle.
Yeah.
If you can make a nation, a republic, hate itself, then you're destroying the nation and the republic. We need to remember that.
And it's the only way they can destroy it. America's
right.
Too strong. They can't destroy it from the outside. They have to get in. They have to divide. They have to have Americans go after other Americans. It's the only way that we're going to fall, if we ever fall. But we won't fall if we recognize this tactic and countermand it, counteract it, and remind each other we're all Americans. We either fall together or we rise together. So let's rise together. We'll be right back.
It's not a secret why in leftist-controlled cities all over the world, not just the U.S., they encourage people to live in tent cities as homeless and to use drugs and alcohol and engage in petty crime. It's because the globalists admit under Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, of course, the Great Reset, they want to lower expectations. They don't want you to think of having sanitary systems everywhere. They don't want you to think of a civilization that gets better. They want you to think of civilization that gets progressively worse. The globalists fly around in private jets. They have huge private estates. They are separate from us. Their children go to private tutors. They admit this. And now they want us locked down, telecommunicating with each other so that we are not actually out physically building a pro-human infrastructure. The infrastructure that's left under 5G is meant to control robot autonomous cars and trucks. This is all their admitted plan. The public's finally listening because the plan is no longer in beta. It's gone operational. It's a post-human future. You better find out about it right now.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media, they control big pharma, they control academia, they control the military, industrial complex, they control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars at man.video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality. Specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes. We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Harrison Smith here, my guest, Larry Pinkney. Now, Larry, you've been in the mix. You've been a civil rights activist and contending with the system for many, many years now. And I would just like to know, how have you seen the struggle evolve? How have you seen the tactics evolve? Because as we know, you know, the people that we're talking about, we might refer to them as globalists or the deep state or any number of labels, but at the end of the day, they're human beings and they have to contend with reality. They don't control everything as much as they wish that they did or as much as they do control. They don't control my mind. They don't control your mind. And that's a threat to them. And they have to contend with that. So they constantly have to change their tactics or change their moves or soften one thing while you strengthen another. How have you seen the metamorphosis or the evolution of the deep state, the control system, throughout your many years observing this and fighting back against the destruction of our freedom?
Well, how I have seen it evolve, my brother, is that it has been intensified. Mm-hmm. Okay. For example, people or many people know some, to some degree, about COINTELPRO, the counterintelligence program, which was where people were framed, imprisoned, set up, and killed, frankly, okay? Well, that never stopped. But now what we have is we have a media machine. And this would really make Goebbels of the Third Reich green with envy.
Right.
Green with envy, okay? The media machine, we do not have, for example, reporters. We have repeaters. We do not have journalists, okay, in this so-called media. You know, we have propagandists, okay, pushing a narrative. We do not have independent critical thinkers. No, we have robotic folks. I mean, look at them. Not only do they, frankly, look the same. I don't care what their color is.
Right.
They talk the same. They act the same. They're robots. And they want us to be robotic. We must not allow that to happen. Now, what I have seen over the years is that they have become the deep state, the media, et cetera, have become more insidious. And I use that word very deliberately. They have become more insidious in how they do what they do. For example, the Democrats, and I have to just be blunt. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying the Republicans are holy, but let's deal with it. The neoliberal fascist Democrats are blatantly showing what they are. Blatantly. This is why you can have a man like what's this so-called president's name? Joe
Biden.
The fascist Biden.
Yeah.
This is why you can have him actually mockingly say to a huge segment of this country, quote, you ain't black if you don't vote for me. Now, I mean, this is what I would expect Benito Mussolini to say, Francisco Franco, Adolf Hitler, et cetera. That's what I would expect them to say. You know, they say, you're not German if you don't vote for me.
Right.
You're not Italian if you don't support me. You know, this is disgusting. Now, it shows just how dumbed down people have become. Everyone in this nation, everyone should have risen up and said to that Biden creature, you are not acceptable. How dare you make that statement, not just with respect to black people,
But what's next? Are you now going to say, you are not American if you don't vote for me? I mean, this is serious. This is very serious. So how I've seen it evolve, they become more insidious. And at the same time, Harrison, my brother, they become even more blatant about their hypocrisy and their dishonor. Oh, when I just looking at this person. Ugh. But anyway, so that's my response, brother.
Yeah. I mean, you're exactly right, because not only him saying that is egregious in and of itself, the way it was allowed to be said, and nobody said anything about it with this media who was on constant vigilance. You know, they're constantly worried about anybody saying anything remotely racist at all. Joe Biden is able to say this and they don't say anything. No, but they're very concerned about what flavor ice cream he got. You know, there's a quote about the Soviet Union where they talk about, you know, everybody knew that the media lied in the Soviet Union, right? You knew Pravda was lying. You didn't know what the truth was, but you knew it wasn't what was in the newspaper, and how much more effective the American propaganda is because you have a wide range of lies to choose from. You believe that you have a free media, but you really don't. So at least in the Soviet Union, Nazi Germany, they told you, yeah, we control the media and the government decides what gets said and what doesn't. Here, that is the case, but they act like it's not, and people fall for this. I mean, it's so obvious that they do nothing but repeat the platitudes that they're given. We saw the interview with Brian Stelter and the spokeswoman from the White House, and the first question he asks is, what are we doing wrong? How can we do better? How is the media not covering the Biden presidency enough? I mean, it's this sycophantic, boot-licking patheticness that our media has, and yet people think that we have a free media that's holding power to account. It's outrageous, Larry.
That's right. And as far as, you know, holding people to account, and that is to say accountability, there is none.
Right.
Okay? There is no accountability as far as the media. Okay? And that's why I refer to it for what it is. It's a propaganda machine. All right? You'd think, you'd hope at least, that these so-called journalists, so-called reporters, would have enough human pride to say, wait a minute, I can't do this. I've got to cover this. I've got to be honorable. No, but they don't. That's how dumbed down. And I'm glad you use the expression bootlicking, because that's exactly what they are. They're bootlickers for the deep state. They're bootlickers for these neoliberal fascists. All right. And we've got to stop this. The positive thing, however, is that I am absolutely sure that a huge amount of people are awakening, have awakened, and realize what you and I are discussing, what you and I are saying, Harrison. Just because we don't jump up and down and yell and loot and, you know, burn things down, doesn't mean we're not paying attention. Doesn't mean we don't know. Oh, we know. And it's increasing. And the deep state knows that. So they want to distract you, dumb you down, and do everything they can, everything, to maintain that lockdown, that way of mental control. And that's what it is. We've got to break free. And thank goodness for InfoWars. And for all of you on InfoWars, because that's exactly what you're doing. You're helping people to break free from the tyranny and the slavery of this neoliberal, hypocritical fascist. And I use the word fascist deliberately. I don't use it lightly. But InfoWars has been fighting and struggling and informing people and getting them to think, getting us to think, for many years. I believe it's been 27.
Well, this is why I love having you on, and why you fit so well with InfoWars, because yes, we will tell you about the deep state machinations. We will tell you about how dire the situation is, but we don't tell you what's hopeless. We tell you now is the time to fight. Now is the time to stand up. And these are just people at the end of the day. And whether they have control over your mind is up to you at the end of the day. And you are exactly right, sir. People are absolutely waking up. I went to a wedding this weekend, and I can't tell you the number of people who I talked to We've never talked about politics before in our lives, but they're aware now. They're awake now. They see the lies now. And that's thanks to people like Larry Pinkney and InfoWars. We'll be back on the other side with our final segment where we wrap it all around. You said they have no honor. Of course they're willing to lie. Of course they're willing to propagandize. Of course they'll lick that boot, sir. They have no honor. Why would they care? So we'll talk about honor and how to fight back and bring humanity back up once again. We'll be right back.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material. By accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit thebiopros.com today and protect your septic system. That's thebiopros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. thebiopros.com.
My enemies are your enemies. They're the globalists. They're the exterminists. They are a consortium of mad scientists, pedophiles, control freaks, devil worshippers, vampires, whatever you want to call them, that are highly predatory and are setting up a false fantasy land system of constant bombardment of propaganda, drugs, and electromagnetic radiation to change the very DNA of the human species, to mutate us into a form that they can control like a pawn on a chessboard. The bottom line is they want to play God. They are playing God, and the noose is only going to tie it around our necks from here on out. So many other people want to be positive. They want to put out fake news and want to only cover limited amounts of what's happening with the New World Order, but at the end of the day, it's all about depopulation. It's all about world government. It's all about the end of human system as we know it, and on its ashes a nightmare being built. Only admitting it can turn it around and stop it.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, that's InfoWarsStore.com.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us, you support InfoWarsStore.com, you get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Wherever your feet shall tread, rep your set. Wherever your feet shall tread, rep. Wherever your feet shall tread, rep your set. Wherever.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment on American Journal. Today, my guest is Larry Pinkney, former Black Panther Party member, the old Black Panther, you know, actually cared about helping people rather than just dividing, as it seems like they're into now. We were talking about a lot of stuff in the last. I mean, my notes for this interview that I'm just jotting down while we talk are very interesting. Everything from COINTELPRO, fight and pray. This is war. Must contend with reality. MLK. I mean, we've covered so much ground here, but at the end of it, it sort of circles back to what we talked about at the very beginning, which is the fact that our enemies have no honor. They'll lie, they'll cheat, they'll steal. And a lot of people are waking up to this. A lot of people are kind of realizing it, but it's a scary thing. People are not so willing to dip their toe in the reality of my government is evil. My government is lying to me. My government is against me. But they have seen a crack, right? They have seen the light starting to shine through, and they're starting to question things. What do we tell them? How do we let them know that it's worth it? It's worth it to pay attention. It's worth it to fight back. It's worth it to be aware of what's going on and not just go, oh, well, they're teaching my kid critical race theory. I'll roll my eyes and oh, I don't like it, but there's nothing I can do. Like, how do we let what do we tell to these people that might just now be starting to notice things, but they're still a little bit tepid, a little bit squeamish, and they don't quite want to go in, you know, head first?
We tell them, first of all, brother, sister, black, white, brown, red, yellow, citizen of this republic, stand tall. Hold your heads high.
Yes.
Hold your heads high. This is your country. You know, Curtis Mayfield used to sing a song called This Is My Country. You know, this is your country, our country. Hold your head high. If you don't take back the republic, you are, and I say this with great humility, but if you don't struggle to take back the republic, then you are shirking your responsibility as a human. Stand tall. Please stand tall. Carry on in this fight. Carry on then in this struggle. It is worth everything. Look at your grandkids or your kids or your brothers and sisters. Look at them and smile to yourself. Smile and say, we're going to make this better for them than it was, say, for me. That's what I mean by standing tall. You know, all this ridiculous, hypocritical, neoliberal fascist virtue signaling. Ignore that. Stand tall and be proud of what you are. Be proud. I don't care what your color is. You're an American. Be proud of it. And let folks know we will not back down. We will not. We have only just begun to fight.
What a perfect answer. You know, especially going back to talk about the race stuff. You know, there was a time last year where it was a big trend where everybody was kneeling to Black Lives Matter, and you had white people like kissing the feet of black. And it's like, I'm not going to kneel, but I also don't want you to kneel. I don't want you kneeling to me. I don't want you weak and sad while I'm powerful. I want us both to be powerful, and I'm not going to feel good until we're both standing up next to each other. It's the perfect response. Stand tall. I want you to stand tall. I'm going to stand tall. Together we will make this work. I don't want you bowing to me, and I'm sure as hell not bowing to you. Right?
I know that's right. I know that's right. And you know, that's a sickness. It's a sickness.
Right.
Get off your knees. Stand on your feet. Stand shoulder to shoulder, okay? Each day and every week, get off your knees. Stand tall as human beings and as Americans of this republic. Do not swallow the vomit of this media and of these disgusting, sickening neoliberal fascists. Do not. And I say again, with all due respect to all my brothers and sisters, get up. Stand tall, because this is how we must carry this fight on. I quote, I consider myself a spiritual person. I'm not all that heavily, quote unquote, religious, but I love this saying, and you've probably heard me say it before. It's a biblical expression from James chapter 2, verse 26, that says, faith without work is dead. Mm. It's not enough to have faith. We have to stand tall and show what we believe, that we believe in our republic, and we believe in each other, despite our differences and despite our imperfections. So I just want to express on the positive note We are not losing, brothers and sisters. We are winning. But you can't expect the media to tell you that. They're not going to tell you that. We are winning, and we will continue to win and continue until we have our republic back. And that's what I want all of us to remember, including myself. You know, myself, I'm only human, but I have to remember that. And you, Harrison, and all the rest at InfoWars, and even the InfoWarriors that I don't know, I want to say that you all inspire me and keep me going and help me to stand tall. Thank you. That's what I have to say.
And that's what it's all about, isn't it? Is reinforcing this idea or letting people know, like, you're good. You're a good person. You're not bad. You're not evil. Really, you know, to look at what we should be doing and need to be doing and do try to do, you have to look at what they want, what our enemies want, what the globalists want. They want you alone. They want you sad. They want you depressed. They want you dependent, right? They want you scared. We want you fearless. We want you strong. We want you independent. We want you actually supporting other people and making things for yourself. And it's so human, and it's all about encouraging people to say, you can stand up, you can be strong because what you're doing is right, because you do have the truth on your side, the goodness on your side. And so don't be cowed and influenced and intimidated by these people that tell you you need to sit down and shut up because you're evil. You need to know that standing up against this is righteous, good, powerful, and worth it. And then standing up becomes easy. It becomes a natural course of events because you hear the lies and they enrage you. And you think, I will not stand for this. I will stand up because I'm not, well, maybe they're right. Maybe they're wrong. No. I'm right. I love God. I love humans. I love all of you. I want what's best for you. So I'm going to fight for that. Despite all of these people telling me that I'm evil somehow for wanting freedom for the world. It makes no sense. So we need to encourage people. If you love freedom, if you love humanity, stand up and fight and don't be half-hearted about it.
That's right. That's right. You know, there was an episode called, I'm trying to remember, it came out some years ago, but the line, the musical line of that episode began like this. If it's one thing we did right, it was the day we started to fight.
Mm.
Hold on and carry on. Hold on and carry on. And that's what we must do, brothers and sisters. Don't be timid. Don't let them cow you down. No, we are millions strong. Millions. We are strong. And don't expect the media to tell you that.
Right.
You have to know that.
Right. And that's the key. And that's why, you know, to toot our own horns, why InfoWars is so important. And, you know, I remember going to a Trump rally back when we first got kicked off the internet, and it was like so uplifting and refreshing to be like, oh yeah, there are people like me out here. There are millions of us. Look at this massive crowd. I can't even see the end of it. And they all agree that we love to be an American. You don't find that on Twitter. You don't find that on Facebook. You don't find that on any of the media systems because they're all controlled and turned against you. So, and that's why, right? They need to limit you. They need to make you feel alone so you're scared to stand up for yourself. And so what you're saying right now is the most important message. We are together in this. We all agree. There are millions of us. And if we come together and we fight, there is literally nothing that can stop us. It doesn't matter how powerful the globalists want to pretend that they are. They will fall to goodness if we stand up against them. Amazing stuff, sir. We're about to close out the show here. Anything else but before I let you go, Mr. Pinckney?
Well, first, I want to express my love and respect to you, Harrison, and for you, and to all of the info warriors out there. Keep on keeping on. And that's basically what I want to say. I have love. Love doesn't mean I'm a chump or that I'm weak.
Right.
It just means I have love and respect for you, Harrison, for InfoWars, for the info warriors, and for even all of you that I have not even seen. Thank you, and stay strong. Love you.
Well, thank you very much, sir, and I really do appreciate that, and I'm glad that we've ended this show on a smile and a message of positivity and a message of strength and power and hope in this seemingly bleak world. Just know the light is shining. The media can't keep us in shade forever. We will break through. We will show the world that goodness and love and righteousness and humanity will win out against these demonic fascists. And I thank Larry Pinkney so much for joining me, folks. The Alex Jones Show begins very soon. InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to support us. Thanks. Come on, Larry. We'll have to have you on very soon.
14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. And that's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that could barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline has been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. We're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up and this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Great Reset, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than two-thirds of the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working, and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns are back in, like bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.